Chase and Big Joe live today, Pinewood Social, SEC tournament going on at Bridgestone Arena. We say hello now to the president, or the president of the Nashville Predators. Michelle Kennedy is on the line with us. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you? I don't have any close encounters with Sting to share with you like the last caller, but there's still a lot of exciting stuff going on in my world.
Oh, I'm sure. And I'm sure you have some pretty good close encounter stories with all that you do with the Predators and have done in your career. So I'm sure there are several that maybe come to mind.
Well, we'll talk about those another day.
Okay. Sounds good. For sure. A lot going on, as you mentioned, in your world. The SEC tournament going on at Bridgestone Arena. This is such a fun thing, Michelle, that has become an annual event where the SEC literally packs up from Birmingham or Hoover and moves into Bridgestone Arena, takes it over, but so many fans in and out of there coming to check out their teams.
It's awesome. It really is. And every year, when you think it can't get better, it does. I was walking around the event level a couple days ago, and the touches of Nashville that they bring into the SEC to really reinforce that this is the SEC's second home are so cool. There are hat show print style posters or walk link all around the event level with each team's logo, and it's so well integrated in so many ways. We love this week. We love these folks being in town, and it brings out so many people to show off our excellent city. It always seems like the beginning of spring. It's always a beautiful week when the tournament is here. So much excitement inside the arena, so much excitement outside the arena. Truly one of my favorite weeks of the year.
Well, is it one of your favorite weeks because you're a former player yourself?
Let me tell you, Chase, the SEC tournament these days is so different than when we got on a bus and drove to Albany, Georgia, and stayed in a motor lot. It was quite a different level of excitement and spectacle when I was way back when I was in college. But it's fun to see friends from the SEC that I've known since I was a player or since I worked at Vanderbilt in athletics. So yeah, it's probably a little more special to me than to maybe some others. But such a spectacular event. Whether you've ever been a marginally talented SEC athlete as I was or not.
Michelle Kennedy is with us, Madam President of the Nashville Predators.
Michelle, staying at a motor lot sounds like a Dubin family vacation, so I feel you on that one right there, what goes on. Michelle, I was at the game Wednesday night, and I was sitting to a couple. They were from Lexington, Kentucky, and they're like, they asked me about the arena. Like, do they play? Is this where they play hockey in here? I'm like, yeah. I mean, the Predators play here. And just to see their excitement about – you know, being in a place that, you know, they're used to basketball, but the arena transformed from hockey to basketball. It was very cool to watch their reaction about all this. What's your favorite part of all this, Michelle? Because there's a lot of people here from a lot of different places enjoying what you guys have put together.
You know, there's so much energy around this week. I love that story. I love that those folks from Lexington were like, wow. We play hockey. Just think if they came to a game there, how much cooler it would be. I think it's really fun to see people who do attend a lot of Preds games and then come to the SEC tournament, and they're like, wow, this is just as fun in either setting, and it's amazing what you guys can do in this building to flip it from something that looks totally different than it does when we're here enjoying either hockey or basketball. But it just shows the versatility of the staff that we have. And, you know, as a building, we want to have something for everyone. And so I think we achieve that fairly well on a regular basis. And it just, I love, you know, again, I think probably a Kentuckian. I grew up, a big UK basketball fan, and then I went to Vanderbilt. So I have a number of different SEC anchors. So I probably, as I said before, I'm a little more giddy than others. But I love that we get to showcase the versatility of our building like we do, and that people appreciate all that we're doing there. Let's talk about our hockey team.
Yeah, 13-game point streak, Michelle. Things not too shabby right now.
I tell you, there is not really a better place to be than in Smashville generally right now. I think that, you know, kudos to Barry. I think he's done an absolutely terrific job of bringing in, you know, either in free agency or during the trade, you know, before the trade deadline, bringing in some pieces that really complement what we had, and some veterans that are great presences, not only on the ice, but in the locker room. And I think he's also done a great job at being a little bit patient and knowing that it was going to take a little while for this team to gel. And wow, it sure seems that they've gelled in the last 13 games, doesn't it?
They have. And what's interesting, and, you know, Barry has been awesome with his time to come on with Jared in the afternoons on Tuesdays. And you know how he is. He's pretty much an open book. He kind of tells you what he's thinking and where his plan is. But I think what's so fun about this is there was a plan. There was a process. You all knew what you needed to do. It started last year at the trade deadline. David announces his retirement. Barry comes in, makes the coaching change, and it's like, okay, everybody be patient. This might take a little bit. Well, the plan changed because the players, you know, got on this heater, and that kind of changes things. And that's what's neat about sports is you may have an idea or a plan of what you want to do, and then events may change that. And so now everybody's enjoying the ride.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, that flexibility and that open-mindedness and that knowledge that sometimes a plan that seems absolutely perfect, there may be circumstances that intervene that make it not so. So, you know, I think a month ago we were probably looking at doing a lot more selling than we ended up doing, and that's great. I mean, it's great that we had those positive changes in our performance, and it's also great that we had a GM and an organization that adapted to that in the right way. And, you know, now we're sitting in a place where we hope to be hosting hockey games at Bridgestone Arena when people are wandering around with shorts and tank tops on outside because it's June.
Michelle, yesterday we were talking, we had a question out to people. If you brought a friend to Nashville, what's the one place you would take him? Where would you want them to go? Overwhelmingly, Michelle, the answer was take them to a Nashville Predators hockey game. And I thought it was so refreshing because we had so many people weighing in on this, all saying you have to take, if a friend comes to town for one day, you have to take them to a Nashville Predators game. And Chase and I could not agree anymore with that.
That is an awesome answer. And I think, you know, right now we're, as you said, we're winning a lot of games and it's a lot of fun, but we want Bridgestone Arena and Nashville hockey games to be fun. Win or lose. Hopefully we're going to win a whole lot more than we lose, as we typically do, but that's great. I love to hear that. I love that people feel the energy in our building. You know, last year at the NHL Awards, our game presentation staff won the Stanley for game presentation in all of the NHL. And it makes us feel good, certainly, that people recognize that and want to be in our building. And we're going to continue to make them feel welcome and hope they come back time and time again.
One more before we let you go. You know the whole thing about not going to see U2 in Vegas and how this has kind of inspired the Nashville Predators.
You heard this story?
They've gone on this big kind of tear right now. So I hope David Kells, your amazing member there, is working the magic to somehow, some way, get U2 to perform any way possible when you guys make the playoffs.
There's a lot of chatter about U2 around our building right now, as you might imagine. So you just never know. David Kells has many rabbits to pull out of many hats. So we'll all keep our fingers crossed that our team and all of us together will get to enjoy U2 at some point.
Hey, nice. Just remember that we still haven't found what we've been looking for. So that's the Stanley Cup. That's just it'll happen, hopefully. So, Michelle, appreciate it. Real quick, excited about Ford Military Week starting next week. Always really cool when you all do this in honor of the military. And did I read this right, that the Smash car is going to be back?
It is. We're going to do a little bit of a sneak preview of the Smash car. We need to get folks sledgehammer skills tuned up for the playoffs. So there will be a Smash car around next week. And please, I mean, everybody listening to this, come out. There are so many awesome military-focused activations next week. We have some visitors who will be a part of who have absolutely elite credentials in their military service. And such a fun week for us to celebrate folks who do so much for all of us all year long. So come out and join us, not only to take out some frustrations on that Smash car, but also to celebrate some military heroes that are so well-deserving.
No doubt about it. Michelle, always enjoy the chats. Enjoy the SEC tournament and the point streak. Michelle Kennedy, Madam President, joining us, the president of the Nashville Predators.